way to start, Gary, when you can sell over 10 million records. So you would have had instant overnight success there.
From the point of view of notoriety and interest, absolutely. We were hardly ready.
Were you named Procol Harum yet? You must have been if it was on the record.
Yes, we decided on that. We found that name a month or two earlier.
Guy Stevens named you Guys because it was one of his friend's cats or something.
Yeah, Guy Stevens was a great mentor of Procol Harum. Well, he was always with us. He'd been a friend for a long time. I met Key3 through Guy Stevens. He was always encouraging us. The concept of the lineup of the things he helped with, and we thought about it, three of us, really.
Gary, White A Shade of Pale is going through the roof, so what happens? Do you get on a treadmill, or you realise this is great, I'm going to have a career in music, I don't have to worry? What were your thoughts?
You don't think like that when you're that kind of age. Money, especially in those days, took a long time to get through to you, if at all.
Yes.
People will always give you some money, say, look, can you give me 30 quid? You could get it off the publisher or somebody. It would be an advance on what you would earn, or what you hopefully would earn at some later point. The same when you make records, you can get advances. White A Shade of Pale was selling 100,000 a day in the UK. But that didn't mean that we got the money from sales of 100,000 in our pockets at the end of the week. Not even sure if we ever saw it. If it did, it filtered through over that year, the following year, and the following year. Filtered through slowly, and of course you can eat it up by the expenses that you incur in having your band, getting some equipment, buying some clothes, travelling around. So it's not an instant earner, and I never thought that it was, because don't forget, I've been around. I've been in the Paramounts professionally since 1963. Doesn't seem long, 3-4 years, but I thought I knew the ropes a bit, and I was always careful. I didn't think, hey, we're in here, I'll have a Rolls Royce. They sent a Rolls Royce round for me once to pick me up, take me to a studio, and we were making our first album, and I said, who's that for? They said, it's for you, please, at a studio. I said, I'm going on the bus. They want a Rolls Royce.
That's very down-to-earth there, Gary, very down-to-earth.
Down-to-earth or stupid. Oh, no, because the swinging 60s had been. They were still hanging on, the swinging 60s. But what we were dealing with here was the serious 60s. This is the point where, particularly British bands, they changed their outlook and they started writing the sort of music that they wanted and they started playing the way they wanted. This was the time of Procol Harum and Jimi Hendrix and Traffic. It wasn't the time of the Mersey Beats and the Hollies. It all gelled together all of a sudden. Fashion, art, music, your LP cover was almost as important as what was on the vinyl.
And Gary, you have White A Shade of Pale. Did you feel any pressure for the next record?
I think we started thinking about a follow-up quite soon, once we'd settled ourselves in. Shade of Pale was still at number one in Britain, and we had a personnel change, because a couple of the guys, when we went to the studio, they had slightly different styles, let's put it that way, on drums and guitar. So we had to start thinking, right, well, we'd better look for some other people. All I could think of was my old mates, who were good players from the Paramount, you see, which by then was Robin Trower and BJ Wilson. So I suggested them to audition with the other three of us, and of course Key3, and I can't remember if Guy Stevens was there by then. I think he'd disappeared at that particular time. But nobody else suggested anybody. One guitarist came along, and I can't remember what he was like, but Robin Trower and BJ Wilson got up and had a go, and then we first jammed, and then we tried a couple of Procol Harum things, and they were fantastic, of course. It's a surprise that everybody else thought that they played Procol Harum stuff well. It was a general consensus that Trower and Wilson would now join.
Listening to Purple Haze on 88.3 Southern FM. But I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. The sounds of Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, 88.3 Southern FM. It's Nick Black, Purple Haze. Our very special guest of this evening is Gary Brooker. We spoke to Gary on the telephone. He was in Malmo, Sweden, and we were in beautiful downtown Mentone, right by the Bayside, as the man said. www.southernfm.com.au is our website. If you want to contact us, please feel free to do so. purplehaze@southernfm.com.au. And don't forget, our fabulous podcasts are up there of previous shows. Do a Google search, The Purple Haze archive. We've got Colin Blunstone, lead singer of The Zombies. We've got legendary songwriter Jimmy Webb, the late Ray Manzarek of The Doors, and the late Noel Redding of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, which Gary just mentioned, and another late Noel. Sadly, Noel died yesterday. That was Noel Harrison. Of course, Noel Harrison was best known for The Windmills of Your Mind, and he was also well known for being Rex Harrison's son. Sad news to hear that Noel Harrison has died at the age of 79 of a heart attack. Now, Procol Harum have a website. It's procolharum.com. It's called the Beyond the Pale website. Now, just in case you don't know how to spell Procol Harum, it's P-R-O-C-O-L-H-A-R-U-M. And I think there's even an asteroid named after Procol Harum. Procol Harum has inspired a lot of people and a lot of things, and you'll soon find out off Gary Brooker, the keyboardist, lead vocalist of Procol Harum. Let's go to another track, and then we'll talk to Gary again. 88.3 Southern FM, it's Nick Black. The name of Procol Harum's second album was Shine On Brightly. Here is that title track, Shine On Brightly. It's 88.3 Southern FM, it's Purple Haze. How are you and Keith write? Is it the same process, or do you come up with the music and Keith comes up with the lyrics?